Finally Friday. Hey, we're talking about Benji Madden of Madden Brothers fame, Ashley Simpson, and of course Nick and Mariah with Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi. We start with Benji, who's dating Cameron Diaz, and their relationship seems to be going quite well, right?
Yeah, well, as you know, Cameron Diaz loves being a single girl, but it seems like she's actually getting really serious with Benji. A couple of weeks ago, Benji actually took her home to Annapolis, Maryland, where he's from, to introduce her to his parents. Cameron took Benji home to meet her family over July 4th weekend.
Oh, now where's her family?
This was in Anna Maria Island, Florida.
Oh, okay. So all East Coast, everything for those two. That's pretty cool, pretty sweet. I'm sure Annapolis, there was a lot for them to do, and they had a lovely time, somewhat out of the spotlight. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi as we recap the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. Ashley Simpson is engaged to Diana Ross's son, Evan, right?
Yep, that's right. And they're actually getting married next weekend, reportedly. But it seems like even though the wedding hasn't happened yet, Ashley already has babies on the brain. She was overheard at a salon saying how she cannot wait to have more kids and wants to have them immediately after the wedding. And Diana Ross is very excited for it.
Of course, she already has one with her ex-husband, Pete Wentz. Recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly as we wrap up. Of course, we talked about it last night on the show. Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey, these two pretty much headed towards Splitsville, Jordy, or no?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, as you know, Nick Cannon came out yesterday and said that they're living totally separate lives. Reports are coming out that they actually have all their sort of legal matters in order in terms of splitting up the house and the kids. It's just a matter of time before we see those divorce documents. And Life and Style reported this week that it was really like long separations, jealous spats, and squabbles over the kids that really tore them apart.
Unfortunately, far from over. We wish them and the twins, of course, as well. Nothing but the best. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.